Today's show is brought to you by tomorrow's show. You'll have to tune in then to find out why.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
What day is it?
Today is National Hot Enough For Ya Day.
Hot enough for ya?
Hot enough for ya?
Why would you ask that?
I'm sweating through this blazer.
Hot enough for ya?
Why would you ask such a ridiculous question?
It's too hot.
I'm sweating. I'm completely so cool.
Happy National Hot Enough For Ya Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, I am moist, okay? I'm just schwitzed to the pits. It's terrible. And I get out of the shower and I'm sweating. No, I'm not wet from the shower. I'm sweating. What is the purpose then of taking the shower? Anyway, hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you may ask? You query this often, and I will provide answers. If it takes me all day, I will provide answers. So here's what you do. You just simply enable the skill. If you haven't done this, just do it. Waddle on up to your Alexa or just yell across the room, "Hey Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill," without hesitation. And then what will she do? She will. And then every time you want to listen, you just do that one time. And every time you want to listen after that, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really, really simple. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, "Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast." And
Hello!
She will. Now, we take the live show that we do Monday through Friday from 8-ish to 11-ish. And we repack all the segments and interviews and bits and things into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon. And you can also find it if you search The Mike Show VA. You can find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on The Mike Show channel and you will find the link to the podcast. There are hundreds and hundreds of episodes in there from days gone by. It's like our virtual time machine. And even bonus content, too. And coming soon, we have a brand new app which will feature a link to the podcast. So you can get everything on one device. You'll be able to find all our video content as well on the new app. That is coming soon. We'll keep you up to date as it progresses, when it's ready to drop in the App Store and Google Play. All right. And we're also on the Facebook Live. You can find us at The Mike Show VA, and that works for all our social media. Coming up on today's program, it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. We have Chris Hackman is going to be joining us, and Mary Jo from the Bedford YMCA, a partner agency of the United Way of Central Virginia. We're going to learn about things going on down at the Bedford Y. All right, and in addition to that, I have been having really, really vivid dreams. I mean, to the point where it's not just ridiculous mumbo jumbo that doesn't make any kind of sense whatsoever. And I feel I feel almost conscious in my dreams to the point that I can make decisions what I'm doing in my dream. Does anybody else get that? And does that happen to anybody else? Well, and I'm even remembering them really, really well. But is that enough? A group of tech nerds in Amsterdam came up with a new gadget called the Dream Recorder. Now, I don't know if this how real this is, but basically they say it turns your dreams into videos. Yeah, I know, right? But it according to this, it doesn't actually scan your brain waves, okay? So we're going to talk about how it works, and then we've turned it into a top list. Top most common dreams and what they say about ye. All right? That's all on the way. In addition to that, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in .news, and we've got the good news as well. Not headline news and all that good stuff for your Wednesday hump day. All right, coming up, all that and so much more. This edition of the program and this portion of the program is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do you find yourself focused on something, then you become preoccupied with a shiny object? You may be suffering from Epstein distraction.
When are they going to release those files?
Ooh, real cane sugar and coke. That sounds healthy.
Epstein distraction affects 4 out of 5 Americans.
I just want to know who's on the list.
Change the mascot back to Redskins? I don't know how I feel about that.
If someone yells squirrel and your world turns upside down, you may have Epstein distraction.
Oh no, the president has cankles?
Rosie O'Donnell is a threat to humanity.
Reopening Alcatraz. The one from the movies?
Cool.
Epstein distraction is real.
I wonder if Trump is on the list.
That'll teach you to take your side chick to a Coldplay concert, stupid.
Epstein distraction. Ask your doctor if total amnesia about billionaires is right for you.
Yeah. Look, a UFO made out of waffles.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. Hi. All right, so we're talking about lucid dreams. I think I've got vivid dreams, lucid dreams. And dreams in general. And then we're going to talk about a device that some nerdnicks came up with to turn your dreams into videos. I don't exactly know how it works. I'm going to have to read into this, but we'll read it together, okay? And hopefully this scratch on my nose is not a distraction. Anyway, so I mentioned at the top of the show what it means, or you know, I've been having these dreams that they call lucid dreams, and the definition is, in a lucid dream, the dreamer is aware that they're dreaming. Okay, I'm aware that I am dreaming, in my dream, I can influence the dream's events or narrative. Some scientists believe, and I'm reading this off the off the Google on this machine. Why did I put it up on this machine? I could look directly at the camera, but anyway. Some scientists believe this ability is linked to increased activity in the prefrontal cortex, the brain region associated with self-awareness and reflection. Now, hopefully, this does not mean that there's something wrong with my dome. Lucid dreaming is the experience of becoming aware that you are dreaming while you're still asleep and dreaming. This awareness can range from a fleeting thought to a high degree of control over the dream's content, characters, and environment. This is, I have been having these lucid dreams for weeks now, every single night. I don't know what that means. I don't know what are the benefits and dangers. I'm going to delve into this. But let's get back to the story about these nerdniks in Amsterdam. They came up with a new gadget called a dream recorder. It turns your dreams into videos. Now, before you think, oh my God, they're scanning my brain waves, no. It doesn't actually scan your brain. You have to actually remember the dream, describe what it was, and it turns your description into a video. That's such a letdown, right? I was hoping for more. Well, it's a device? Is it a device? It is a device. Okay. So you can't just do this on your computer. You actually have to buy a device. Okay. It's slightly bigger than an alarm clock with a screen in the front that shows colorful, low-def clips of your dream. All the examples they shared look more like an acid trip than real life. It stores a week's worth of dreams. They say it's meant for reflecting on the meanings of your dreams as they echo into waking life. The good news is it's somewhat affordable. The bad news is you can't buy one. You have to build it. Huh? They claim it's not that hard, and they post a shopping list with instructions. It's built on top of an AI video app called Luma. They say the total cost is around $330, plus 15 cents per dream. That is the most ridiculous thing that I have heard of yet. Let me pull up a picture of this. No, I don't want that. Yeah, let's go back. Okay, here. I'm going to share this screen right here. And this shows somebody's dream in action. This is up on the Instagram. All right, there you go. It does. It looks more like an acid trip than you know, what I would actually remember or envision in my dreams. But anyway, total waste of $330. Now, if they actually had the program, had an AI program that could do it and show it to you on whatever screen you own that you don't have to build yourself, that might be something people would do. I don't know how well this is going to sell, nerdniks. But anyway, that brings us to our top list. This new AI device that you have to build yourself can turn your dreams into videos, which is cool and all, but what it can't do is tell you what those dreams mean. That's where we step in, and you'll see with today's list, that's our top list today. Top most common dreams and what they say about you, all right? Here we go, number one. Oh, wait, I need a sound effect real quick. Sorry, I'm derailing this segment. I apologize, not really. All right, here we go, number one. If you have a dream, these are top most common dreams, what they say about you. If you have a dream where everyone points and laughs at you, it means you drive a Cybertruck. Cybertruck! top most common dreams and what they say about you. If you have a dream where you fly between buildings, it means you've seen Superman way too many times. Top most common dreams and what they say about you. If you dream where all your teeth fall out, it means you can trace your family history back to West Baghdad, Virginia. Topmost Common Dreams and what they say about ye. If you have a dream where your partner cheated on you, it means you saw your husband on a Coldplay kiss cam. Yep. Topmost Common Dreams and what they say about you. If you have a dream where you're being chased, it means you have an intense fear of those kids selling chocolate bars in the grocery store parking lot. Or cookies. Topmost Common Dreams and what they say about you. If you have a dream where everything is fine and then suddenly you're falling. Okay, and suddenly you're falling. Yeah. It means you're Stephen Colbert. And where there's a thingy. There's a thingy. And the top most common dreams and what they say about you. If you're having a dream where you die, it means you're married. Yeah. The Mike Show coming up. What are we doing? Oh, yeah. We're going to have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
All right, so a dream that I have is to be energy independent and not have to deal with the energy companies and utilities and it's just ridiculous. Here I'm trying to pull up their website real quick. Earthright Mid-Atlantic. There we go. That way I have it. It's erepower.com. Visit them today. If you own your home and property and would like to become energy independent and get away from the monopoly of the power companies, give Earthright a call. And they are right here and they're local. They're right off Timberlake Road and they are all throughout the area. They stand by their work. They've got a great facility. If you want to check it out, visit them on Timberlake Road. Let me find their address real quick. 52 Beechwood Drive in Lynchburg. Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Visit erepower.com. All right. On the way, also, we have sounds. It's called Audio Vault. That is coming up.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminette. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit timberlakechiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Mariah Carey announced the details of her 16th album. And Nick Cannon announced plans for his 16th child. Southwest Airlines has announced it'll use assigned seating starting January 27th. While Spirit is considering adding a no shirt, no shoes, no service policy. Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt are reportedly feuding. Maybe it's just me, but wouldn't it be fun to see them settle things in a mud pit? NFL training camps opened. According to my calculations, the New York Jets are already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. And Slash turned 60 today. He'll blow out his candles and then try to grab a slice of cake real quick before Axl Rose eats the whole thing. This is not headline news.
Baby oil. Or Jell-O, maybe. Anyway. Oh, hi. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this Wednesday edition. All right. I want to get to Ozzy Osbourne, but I have this story that I'm going to read to you as well first. It's from Canada, our neighbors to the north. They just made a change that will delight 12-year-old boys everywhere. And no, they're not hosting sleepovers to watch Mr. Beast and play Fortnite. No, the Toronto Transit Commission is making its fare inspectors act and look more official by giving them new gray uniforms and new titles. They are called Provincial Offenses Officers. Yes, the acronym POO Inspectors. And it's a little unflattering, of course. The one person joked, "Just spotted some poo on the street." Someone else said, "I need to file a complaint. Who's the poo head?" So here we have. Do we have sound on this? Yes. Here are a couple of residents talking about the new name.
I don't think that was necessary to change. I don't know why they would change it exactly.
I would change it immediately if I were the person doing that. That's a really weird acronym to have, especially if you're like saying that out loud too and like so proud of it. Like, I would not do that.
Hey, I'm the poo inspector. The TTC, or the Toronto Transit Commission, claims they knew this would be the acronym and they want everyone to just grow up, eh? They said, "We were kids once too, and the acronym was thought through, but the designation was not ours to begin with. It existed in Ontario legislation long before the TTC began to use it this weekend." That sounds more Irish or Scottish. Anyway, we thank the snickering 12-year-old boys who dominate the internet for their insights. However, it does not negate the fact that fair cheats face fines of hundreds of dollars, which is no laughing matter. Then people started giggling, and they started roasting that the defensive response. In any event, they say fare evasion is a serious issue. A recent TTC audit estimated that up to $140 million is lost every year. Money that agency says could be used to improve security, safety, cleanliness, maybe scrubbing away all the poo. The poo per scoopers, we couldn't help it, aren't there to collect money from people who haven't paid. They have the authority to fine anyone who's caught riding without a ticket. Those fees can range from $200 to $500. All right. Sad news in the world of music and in the world of heavy metal. Last week, Kelly Osbourne denied rumors that her father was dying. Then yesterday, Ozzy Osbourne did indeed pass away. He was 76. There's no word on the cause of death. Here is the official statement, though. "It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. He was with his family and surrounded by love. We ask everyone to respect our family privacy at this time." Ozzy's biography is pretty well known by now. He got his start in Black Sabbath, got fired in 1979, and launched a massively successful solo career. Here, what do we have? Here he is. Those are a montage. We might as well not play it because it's going to get muted on social media. What is this one? It's been said that Ozzy cheated death a few times in his life. He had a serious ATV accident in 2003 that was actually caught on camera since the family was shooting their MTV reality show, The Osbournes, at the time. Here's Sam Rushton, Ozzy's longtime bodyguard and friend.
Ozzy, can you breathe?
Ozzy's laying face down. His body's pretty twisted. I turned him over and I put my head on his chest and I hear no breath, no heartbeat, nothing. I remember tilting his head back and pinching his nose, and I cleared his mouth with my finger, and I remember breathing in his mouth four short breaths.
I have got no memory whatsoever
whatsoever.
He stopped breathing again, so I again cleared his throat. I just gave one good breath, and he started breathing again. He told me, just get me the F up, is what he said. I helped him up.
The ATV had landed on top of Ozzy. Ozzy said if it wasn't for Sam, he wouldn't be there. Here's how Ozzy summed up how his life was in 2005.
I don't smoke anymore. I don't drink alcohol anymore. I don't do drugs anymore. In fact, I'm quite boring.
Let's see. Do we want to do this one? Do we want to do this one? Okay, let's not use any of the music. So here he is with Sharon on Good Morning America in 2020 when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
I had a bad fall. I had to have surgery on my neck, which screwed all my nerves in. And I found out that I have
It's Parkin-2, which is a form of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body. And it's like you have a good day, and then a really bad day.
So I got numbness down his arm from the surgery. My legs feel keep going cold. I just can't wait to get well and have to go on the road again. That's my drug today. And I ain't gone yet. I ain't gonna go anywhere yet.
Now, the music kept him motivated, and the support of his close family kept him going, too. He gave his fans everything he had left at that final show in England. Let's see. We started with a biography. In the early 2000s, he reinvented himself and made his family just as famous with the MTV reality show The Osbournes. Along the way, he bit the head off a bat. And a pigeon, snorted lines of ants, got arrested for peeing on the Alamo while wearing his wife's dress. He also consumed massive amounts of mind-altering substances. He sold 100 million records, and he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. He was inducted as a member of Sabbath in 2006 and also as a solo artist last year. His health took a turn for the worse in 2003 following an ATV accident where we talked about he broke his collarbone, 8 ribs, and a neck vertebrae. He re-injured his neck in a fall in 2019. And of course, he was battling Parkinson's, which he was diagnosed with after the fall. Let's see. 2.5 weeks ago, he was able to perform one last time at the Back to the Beginning show in Birmingham, which raised $190 million for charity. Ozzy is survived by his wife Sharon, his daughter Kelly, and his son Jack. There are also some offspring you don't know. A son named Louis John, an adopted son named Elliot Kingsley, and a daughter named Jessica Starshine, all from his first marriage. And then there was Amy, a daughter of Ozzy and Sharon, who opted not to be on the family reality show. I think that's about everything that we've got. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We've got Audio Vault. And then we've got some stupid criminals for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the entire continent of South America is east of Michigan. In fact, the continent is also east of Jacksonville, Florida. Number two, the opening scene in Saving Private Ryan, where American troops storm the beach at Normandy, cost $12 million, almost one-fifth of the movie's entire budget to make. Number three, the word for a group of pugs, it's called a grumble. That makes perfect sense. Number four. It takes a surprisingly long time for your garbage to decompose. For everyone's garbage, not just yours. But everyone's garbage to decompose. Like 1 to 10 years for a cigarette butt. 10 to 1,000 years for a plastic shopping bag. 200 years for a plastic straw. 500 years for a diaper. Now, imagine 500 years for a diaper and 10 to 1,000 years for a plastic shopping bag that you put the diaper in. 2,000 years for tires and 1 million years for a glass bottle. Number five, let's get some music in here real quick. The oldest evidence of humans in North America is from around 130,000 years ago in the San Diego area, and their glass bottle still hasn't decomposed. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts. Yep. Coming up, sounds, audio vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris is joining us from the United Way. Hello.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Like I mentioned earlier, I am upright. Well, now I'm seated, but I'm on this side of the turf, so I think the day has started off well.
I'm thankful for it. Otherwise, this would be a very awkward radio session.
It really would be, wouldn't it? So each and every every other Wednesday, let's say that we feature the United Way of Central Virginia. We feature either partner agencies or talk about their programs, and today is no exception. Chris, who did you bring?
Well, at the United Way of Central Virginia, we unfortunately can't just talk about the Y, because we have among our partner agencies the YMCA of Central Virginia and also the YWCA here. Mm-hmm. But of course, also, no less than that, we have the Bedford YMCA. And so I'm here with Mary Jo Boone from the Bedford YMCA to talk a little bit about what they've got going on.
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hey, hey.
So you are no stranger to our program. We have talked on many occasions. We have either talked about the Bedford YMCA or we've talked about your business downtown. I've known you back and forth for various reasons, working alongside the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce as well. So thank you so much for taking time. Thank you so much for coming up to be on the show. Tell us what's going on at the Bedford YMCA.
Well, we're in high gear with a bunch of kids. So we have summer camp going on. So we're taking care of a bunch of kids, which is crazy and awesome all at the same time. We still have our early learning center where we're taking care of 48 little kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're year-round child care. The summertime is a little bit more intense because we're 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with hundreds of kids.
Goodness.
So that's what we're up to right now. And then we're gearing up for after school. Going to start that in, 2 weeks. That's a little scary that school's going back that soon.
It really is.
But, yeah, so then we'll head into that area.
Well, tell us about some of the activities and programs and things that that the kids can do.
Well, we're blessed to have 36 acres out at the Y. So we have a newly renovated sport court area, a splash pad. We have an amazing teaching garden with over 100 species of fruits, nuts, veggies that the kids go.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we have a ropes course, so high and low ropes course, giant swing, an adventure park in the woods. We have 10 acres of just a really awesome hardwood forest that the kids can play in, and it's very shaded in the summertime. And of course, we have all the indoor stuff, the pool, the gym, all that fun stuff. So it's a lot of good stuff right there at the Y. And we do field trips and stuff like that with the kids once a week. So.
Well, it definitely will keep them busy.
Yeah, it definitely. I like to keep them outside as much as possible, even in the this sounds bad, but even in the heat, but not because of the heat, but just to be outside in the summertime, because you need to be outside.
Yeah. I mean, kids are kids.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than getting out in nature and also discovering.
100%.
Yeah. It's a really, really cool setting. And you guys are blessed. Absolutely. 100%. With all that land.
Yeah.
So can people register still for their kids? What are the registration times, and about how many kids can you accommodate?
It's pretty much ongoing, and we can accommodate as many as staff as we can get. Basically, that's our only limit, is the number of staff. But we're licensed by the Department of Ed and the Department of Social Services. We get subsidies for the family. So, it's ongoing. Registration is ongoing.
Okay.
We just need, to have all the paperwork before the child starts the program, so that we know who the emergency contacts are, any issues that we need to address and things
Absolutely.
Like that. So, yeah.
How long have you been with the Bedford
Y? Oh, gosh. 24 years.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's impressive.
That's tremendous.
It's a little scary, too, at the same time.
Well, how has the Bedford Area Family YMCA, how has it grown and expanded over that time frame?
Yeah, it's been amazing and a blessing as well. But when my husband and I drove into Bedford and saw the Y at the time 24 years ago, we were like, no way. we are not coming to Bedford. We're not going to do this. It was just a small little brick building. And I'm blessed, you know, and it's not a, I'm not a one-man show. It's a team effort always. Right. I have a great board of directors. And, you know, we've been raising money pretty much nonstop throughout the 24 years and have just added on to the building. We didn't have the 36 acres when I started. We've been, you know, blessed to get donations of land around us to, then all the things we've done over the last even 5 years with the sport court, building the early learning center, the garden, and we renovated 7 acres of land to make it more usable field space. It's just been a lot. And most recently, which is really awesome, if you haven't been to the Y lately, we renovated the whole fitness area. We got like 50 new pieces of equipment, new flooring, new paint, new walls. We knocked down walls. So it literally is a brand new space in there.
Tremendous.
Which is really awesome.
Now you have programming that for kids that's all year long.
Yeah.
And not just for summer.
Correct. So we do after school care at, where the sole provider for Bedford County Public Schools. So whatever school needs our services, we provide as long as we can get staff. So we're at 2 schools over in the Forest area, and then we're at either Goodview or Stewartsville in the west side of town. And then Montvale, Bedford Primary, Bedford Elementary School bus their kids to the Y for after school. So, and we're at Boonesboro Elementary. So we're basically all across the county doing after school.
Folks that live here know this. Folks that are not from here don't realize how massive Bedford County is.
Yeah. And geographically, it's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
And for any one organization to be serving the whole of Bedford County is tremendous.
It can be a challenge for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's staffing is the biggest challenge. Just, you know, getting the staff in there. Mm-hmm. But it's great. We're glad to do it.
Beyond staffing, or maybe we can add that to the list. What all do you need? Do you need volunteers? Do you need qualified folks to sign up and apply?
Yeah, definitely need that. It's hard. Volunteers, we can't really take volunteers in our school age programs because we are licensed, and there's background checks and fingerprinting and training and all the things that we need to do. So even a volunteer would have to go through all of those processes to work with kids. So so we do love our volunteers, but just know that volunteering comes with a bit of work to get ready for it. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
But more folks that can actually apply.
That want to work with kids.
Yep.
Some of our best employees are retired teachers, you know, that just want to do a part-time job, aren't quite done working with kids, and, you know, want to do something where they don't have to think and build curriculum and all that kind of stuff and just play with kids. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, folks can learn more if you visit the BedfordYMCA.org website. You can learn more about all the programs, classes, childcare, even membership, becoming a member. You can make donations on the website, learn how you can do that.
Yep.
And just get in touch if you'd like to work with the Y.
Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you so much for taking time today.
Heck yeah.
We really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks. Chris.
Mike.
Do you appreciate me?
I appreciate you,
okay,
Mike.
I appreciate that.
That sounded a little pressure.
I am on radio right now.
I'll take what I can get. The United Way of Central Virginia has some upcoming things, and I guess we'll start with the biggest that is most upcoming is the Hill City Slide.
Absolutely, it is the most upcoming. It's just about a month out right now. Mm-hmm. I believe the dates for that are going to be August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So really, just about exactly a month.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that is a terrific event for anybody who didn't experience the first iteration of that last year. This is now the second year of it. It is a 700-foot water slide that we are doing downtown Lynchburg on Church Street. So if you are familiar with the Lynchburg YMCA, the YMCA of Central Virginia, the downtown location of that is actually right there in front of where we're going to be having the slide. So right in front of the YMCA and the Armory on that hill right there. And it is terrific. It's the same spot where we had it last year. It's going to actually be 100 feet longer this year than it was last year. But this is not your backyard slip and slide. It's a little bit more substantial than that. And you get some real speed on you going down on inner tubes down that slide. It's a lot of fun. Tickets are on sale now. And this is actually the last week for which we can still recruit some sponsors. So if you're interested in sponsoring that event, perhaps seeing your logo on the arches above the slide, go ahead and contact me. I would love to see you there as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I have the video up on our video simulcast right now, showing the repeat of the slide commercial. And it's now here's the really cool part. You can accommodate. You'll probably have somewhere around what 2,500 sliders.
I don't recall the exact number, but yeah, it's like 25. I think it's more than that. I think it might be even up to like 2,700, but okay. Not all at the same time.
Exactly, and that's where you know some confusion came into play, where people were like, "There's going to be 3,000 people downtown." No, you have time slots, and you reserve your time. Slot and you get your tickets and there will be maybe at any given time about 200 folks that'll be downtown.
Exactly. The time slots, each individual time slot, 2 hours long, which is plenty for a ton of sliding.
Absolutely.
During that time, there's only going to be just a little bit over 200 folks, which is if you once, especially after the first initial, like let's say 10 minutes or so, and it staggers out a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not waiting at all to get down the slide again.
Yeah, and that line moves very, very quickly, and then you even have golf carts to get folks with any folks with any kind of mobility issues to get up the hill, or if they just want to break and want to ride up to the top of the hill again, you've got that covered.
It'll probably be me driving you.
Oh no!
I know. Take that how you will.
I might have a sound effect for that. Here, wait. No, I'm just kidding. But Hill City Slide, get your tickets at hillcityslide.com. It is a fundraiser, a fun fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thank you.
I really, really appreciate taking time today. Learn more about the United Way of Central Virginia. Learn more about their mission. Learn more about how you can get involved at unitedwaycv.org. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. A collection of bits and clips. Viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, in sports, a snail named Bilbo Sluggins has won the World Snail Racing Championships in England. Hello. Here is some of the slow-moving action.
Come on, Bilbo Sluggins! Come on, you're gonna win!
Do you know what? I rented him. This is Bilbo Sluggins.
I've rented him. I asked the lady, who do you think I should go for? She said the ones that are trying to make a breakout, maybe they're a good choice. He was trying to escape, so I thought he's got a bit of fight in him, and clearly.
The new world champion!
Congratulations! Excellent work.
Thank you so
much. Hold
on sale. Bilbo Sluggins. All right, wait. I want to maybe add something. Bilbo Sluggins and alright, I realize this doesn't make much sense, but I have the podcast episode name. I had it as introducing the Toronto Pooheads, you know, like as if that was a name of a team, a sports team or something. But now I've changed it, and I've added introducing Bilbo Sluggins and the Toronto Pooheads. All right, that's the episode name. I don't know why. That sounds funny. That's why. We're going to save those for stupid criminals. Here, in a new survey, 53% of Americans admit that they have peed in a pool as an adult, and 23% say they wouldn't report poo in a community or hotel pool because that may lead to the pool being closed down. Ah.
Hey, everybody pees in the pool.
That part is disgusting. I don't care if the pool gets shut down or not. I would not get in a pool with poo. Well, I mean, good Lord, by the end of the season, the pool is probably mostly urine anyway. I'm just saying.
I need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Skip that. We got a lot for stupid criminals coming up. Let's see. Skip that. We're going to a comedian already. Okay, that's fine. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Because of a heat wave across a lot of the U.S., 18 states are warning Americans not to drink alcohol. Here's comedian Mitch Hedberg talking about how he liked drinking it way too much.
My manager's cool. He gets concerned. He says, Mitch, don't use liquor as a crutch. I can't use liquor as a crutch because a crutch helps me walk. Liquor severely screws up the way I walk. It ain't like a crutch. It's like a step I didn't see. But alcoholism is a disease, but it's like the only disease that you can get yelled at for having. I want to be a race car passenger. Just a guy who bugs the driver. Say, man, can I turn on the radio? You should slow down. Why we got to keep going in circles? Man, you really like Tide.
That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly, vigorously, give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local. We shop local. We give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality, and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. 38-year-old guy in Florida named Christopher Spain is facing charges after troopers say he took his riding mower onto a busy highway while loaded. It was also a toll road, so it's unclear if he had his wallet with him or if he planned to cover the charges by mail. I don't know. The Florida Highway Patrol started getting calls last Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. about a man driving his lawnmower erratically in the southbound lanes. When the officers arrived, they said Christopher showed several signs of impairment, including small pupils, flushed skin, dry mouth, and visible irritation to the inside of his nose. He refused a field sobriety test. He was arrested. Here's a Florida lawyer, Corey Cohen, talking about how you can end up with a DUI on a lawnmower.
So the way it works in Florida is any vehicle that's on public highway, you can get a DUI. And horses, bikes, lawnmowers, anything that you're riding is considered a vehicle in the state of Florida. And there's big cases with people on the back of a horse. They get a DUI riding a lawnmower, riding a bicycle.
Good Lord. All right. What about this? A McDonald's manager in Illinois, Kathy M. Bledsoe, is in trouble after shooting her teen employee's mother in the leg. It all started when the teen employee was asked to go home after refusing to take out the trash. That's when her mom went to the McDonald's and started fighting with the manager. Here are people from the community talking about the shooting.
I just can't believe it's happened in a town like this, that's all. So, it's just insanity.
And this McDonald's has a lot of people inside sitting all the time. Makes you scared to go anywhere. Makes you scared to take kids anywhere. A lot of arguments and things that turn into shootings could be avoided just by communication.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then... Oh, yeah, we got one more. A woman is speaking out after she said a grocery delivery driver inappropriately grabbed and kissed her during a delivery in California. Here's Sabrina Banks explaining what happened.
There are people that have been through things that maybe you don't always fight back because you're scared. He like deeply gazed into my eyes and had my, so it's like, it almost like felt like it was like a control over me or something. I don't want to beat myself up for freezing because I should have said, stop, this is making me uncomfortable. But I just didn't know what to do and I froze.
Uh-huh. There's good news in the world and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An electrical engineer named Patrick Schlott is pitching in by fixing up old payphones and installing them in spots that have no cell service in rural Vermont. He also pays for the phone lines, so they're free for people to use. Here's Patrick talking about his idea and a man who owns a store featuring one of his payphones.
The phone thing kind of came along by accident. Found an old piece of phone equipment in the garage. Partially inspired by other projects that were doing exactly the same thing, putting payphones out in public spaces and making them free. But it was also driven by living in rural Vermont for a period of time and knowing that, wow, we have no cell service out here.
Everyone's pretty surprised, and they're like, is that a real payphone? Does that really work? And I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't cost any money now. We have had people use it that broke down. It's a great thing because, you know, service is so spotty in Vermont.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got their Hill City Slide fundraiser in August. tomorrow. Visit hillcityslide.com for more information to get your tickets and reserve your time slot August 22nd through the 24th in downtown Lynchburg. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.